Welcome back to 32 Fans. I'm Alex Chester. With me, as always, is Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, you have no other podcasts to do now.
Yeah, I'm all yours. First of all, you sound like you're speaking in 0.5 speed right now.
Well, because everybody's going to play it at 2x speed, so then it'll be back to normal.
Well, then they're going to have to go to triple. Yeah, this is my only podcast right now. But also, you have one less podcast to listen to, so we both have a lot more time.
Yeah, that's true.
Is it sad for you that you were one of our big supporters. You listened every week.
Yeah, well, the Seinfeld podcast was my number one podcast. The Curb podcast wasn't that great.
That's not nice.
Well, it's not. It's not that the podcast was worse. It was just there was something about Curb this season. I don't know. I just wasn't.
Yeah, no, it was something tonally off, like 5%. I know.
Yeah,
and like we were just saying the same things every week. Listen, with Seinfeld is so classic that every episode is like an event, right?
Yeah.
Even like a not memorable episode, it's worthy of discussing for an hour and a half. Whereas,
and by the way, you discussed this on the podcast with Rob yesterday. I really hope that Larry does not listen to us. Like, I want more Curb. The worst episode of Curb is still the best thing on TV.
Oh, yeah, I'm willing to give it another chance. But if season 10 is like season 9, I'm fine with that being it, though.
I would not object to like an endless number of Curb episodes. Look, I watch Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee just because it's Jerry Seinfeld. It's not actually good.
Right, but you and I had discussed
I don't like
ranking
coffee, I don't like cars.
Yeah. Or comedy. At least doing comedy. Right? We had discussed ranking all the Curb episodes, and I feel like I was more motivated to do it before the season than I am now.
Yeah, I agree. That's not a sign of positivity.
No, maybe we should do it, but I definitely wouldn't spend 20 weeks on it. I would be willing to spend a few weeks, you know, maybe being a bracket and then, like, ranking all the Curb episodes or something in March. You want to play a quick game?
Yeah, should we update on last week's game?
Well, yeah, fine. Let's update on some of our bets first.
Okay, so last week we each drafted a team who would score the first touchdown on Sunday of week 13. And the same player scored the first two touchdowns, which has probably never happened quite possibly.
Yeah, by about 1:12, he had two touchdowns. The game was double over.
But it's not. And there were no touchdowns in any other game. Has that ever happened before? I mean, that's crazy.
I mean, that would be a very specific stat to have a lot. When I worked at NBC, you could have Elias check almost anything.
That's unlookupable.
Right. No, the truth is they do have – the NFL puts in time codes, I think.
Yeah.
We were allowed to email. We had an Elias guy in our room. You didn't talk to him because there was no real talking. But you could email the Elias guy who was right there and ask him pretty much anything, and he'd get back to you.
Yeah.
Except Shamaria one time made me email him.
It's like
him.
Having a live Chester.
Yeah, it was, well, except like a smart version. Shamaria, our friend Shamaria once had me email him if Faith Hill's legs were real or if they were or if they were Photoshopped. He asked me like 4 weeks in a row. So finally I'm like, listen, I just got a request. Like, do you know if they're if these are their actual legs or not?
Yeah.
He didn't think it was funny.
The aforementioned Shamaria, by the way,
started
a firestorm in the AYFFL, my much beloved fantasy league today.
What'd he do?
He missed the playoffs on Monday night because of AJ Green. Fine. He proposed today. We've been discussing going to Everybody Plays Everybody the way that League of Leagues does it.
Yeah.
Shamaria instead wants us to do like a confidence pool format where you rank your confidence in beating all other 11 teams in the league, and then you get the number of points for those teams you outscore.
I don't think I've ever loved anything more in my life. It's so unnecessary, complicated. It's great.
Yeah, but also there's so many additional complications. Like first of all, you basically have to set your lineup as of Thursday, and then you can't have any trades after that or anything like that, right? Because people have to pick who you're
right.
Whether they think that. So it'd be way too complicated, especially with Thursday night football. Yeah,
or you could set your confidence on Sunday, like knowing the Thursday night games.
Yeah, but
those
then you
probably balance out.
Yeah, but then also, what time on Sunday do you set it? Like at noon?
Yeah, it's very complicated.
Yeah, then everybody's got to be reviewing everybody's roster. Yeah, too much work. But yeah, it was a good try by Shamaria.
That is a good idea. Was he trying for this year so he could get back in the playoffs?
Yeah. All right, so I won our bet last week because Travis Kelce scored two touchdowns. That was my last pick, by the way. So good last round draft pick by me. The bad quarterbacks league, you're going to blow me away, I assume. You're only up three right now. But the problem is, I took Brock Osweiler, who has yet to play and probably won't play again. So that
and you knew that.
Pick.
You knew that was a big risk.
Yeah, and then I took Jay Cutler and Eli Manning, who both didn't play in a game, although Eli's back now, so big relief.
Eli's back. catch up.
Yeah, so I have a chance. What else is going on? NBA over-unders is pretty close so far. NHL points, I have a little bit of a lead, but that's very close.
NHL points, what did we bet on? I don't even remember an NHL bet.
Oh, we each drafted
five teams. We just named five teams from memory.
Yeah, it was difficult to
Without looking now, could you name all 30 NHL teams?
Yes.
What's 31? I'm sorry. You're not cheating, right?
No, I can name all 30 NHL teams.
Well, it's 31. So you don't even know how many teams there are.
However many there are. The way I do it is I do it by, like, I have a map in my head. So I start in the Northwest, right?
Yeah, but
so
you could always miss somebody.
So I start with Vancouver. Do I really have to do this right now?
If you don't want to, we don't have to. Let's do it. But you have to do east first and then west second.
Well, I always start. Okay, fine. So now you're making it more complicated. All right. So
oh, fine. Because you're from a team in the Western Division. You want to start with the West? Go.
No, I'll start in the East. Okay. So first, I got to get the Canadian teams up there. So let me. I got the Canadians, the Maple Leafs, the Senators. Okay,
yeah.
Now we're gonna start. Okay, we're gonna Boston. Are you counting these and keeping track of them?
I am. Yeah.
Okay. Then we got Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got three New York teams.
Yep.
Then we got New Jersey, obviously, and the Rangers. And the you got that. We got Philly. See, now it starts. Okay, so I'm going to go down the East Coast, or do I go to the Midwest? Fine, I'll go down the East Coast. So we get Philly. Then we keep going down. We have Washington. Mm-hmm. Then we have Carolina.
Okay.
Then we have who else am I? Let me see. The Thrashers don't exist anymore, so I think we go all the way straight to Florida. So then we have Tampa Bay, and we have Florida, the Panthers. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So now let's come back up to Nashville Predators, and then see this part of the country is a little bit hard.
Wait. So now you're in the West.
I'm not going by conference. I'm going by a map in my head of America.
Fine.
So the Nashville Predators.
I think you missed an Eastern team.
Okay. Well, the Penguins.
Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah. Because I'm in that part of the country. Columbus. Okay. Detroit.
You can't say Pittsburgh when you're in Philly. You're moving around in mid-state.
Yeah, because Pittsburgh is closer to Cleveland and Detroit than it is to, I'm in the Mid-Atlantic region. All right, okay, so Detroit, I just said. Columbus, I said. All right, so do I go to the South or do I stick in the Midwest? All right, so I'll move to the Midwest. So I'll go to Chicago, Minnesota. I'm also not looking at a map. It's all in my head, so I'm probably going to miss somebody. All right, are there any Canadian teams up there? Yeah, the Winnipeg Jets. Don't want to forget about them.
Yeah.
Should I just do all the Canadian teams, get out of the way? Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver. I think those are all the Canadian teams. All right. So Minnesota, I said, let's move down to Iowa, to Missouri. Missouri, we have obviously the St. Louis Blues. And then Louisiana. Right, so let's go to Texas. So we have the Stars. And I guess I'll stick in the South now. So I'll say the Coyotes. And then I'll do all the California teams. So you have the Los Angeles Kings, the Anaheim Ducks, the San Jose Sharks. I would have forgotten the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Yep, I believe you're down to one more team.
Okay. Oh, well, then the Northwest. Colorado, the Avalanche.
Yep, you got them.
Did I get every team?
You got every team.
Nice. Okay. I couldn't tell you anything about most of those teams, but.
Could you name a player on all those teams?
No, there's no chance. Was that riveting podcasting?
That was good. Well, get ready, because that wasn't even the game I had, which was very similar. I think we're going to call this episode Chester Name Stuff. How do you like that?
Yeah. So Chester, we were going to update our other bets. So our fired coach's bet, I take a 3-0 lead because McAdoo left, of course, already.
What, you got right? 3 points for fired?
3 points for a fired coach minus 2 points for a non-fired coach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, and you could pick. You could keep picking. Oh, that was actually a smart pool.
Yeah, you're in trouble because you have Todd Bowles, Doug Peterson. You have guys who are going to get Coach of the Year votes. Jason Garrett has a chance. Jim Caldwell probably not getting fired. You're going to be deep in the negatives. Your only chance is Marvin Lewis.
And Marvin Lewis may somehow escape again.
Yeah. Speaking of Marvin Lewis, by the way, so in our picks last week, this is another bet I beat you on. We had five differences, and I was 4-0, and I had Cincinnati with upsetting Pittsburgh last night. And it looked like I was going to get to 5-0, a sweep, but obviously you came back. A real gut punch loss for Cincinnati. They are no longer in the playoffs. Cincinnati-Baltimore Week 17 is no longer a play-in game, as I thought it was going to be. I think we're probably back to Tennessee-Jacksonville, a divisional game to win the division. Probably will be the flex in Week 17, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
So now in weeks, I've won 5 weeks, you've won 3 weeks. And I'm up by 2 games cumulatively. Oh, and then let's go back to your super to update on other bets. Super Bowl winner. You made this bet after week 3, I believe, or week 4 of the NFL season.
It's going to look good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope I didn't pick the worst team in the NFL.
I have 27 teams. You have the Denver Broncos, who are the worst team in the NFL.
Yes, that's correct. They're probably not going to win the Super Bowl, although I don't think they're eliminated yet. They're only 3 games back.
The Oakland Raiders, who could make the playoffs but have no chance.
Not great.
The Green Bay Packers. who unfortunately, with that overtime win, it looks like Aaron Rodgers is going to be back, which is highly irritating for me.
Yeah, that's annoying.
And then and then you have Pittsburgh and New England. So you have a shot there.
Yeah, I mean, I stayed away from the NFC almost entirely. And listen, I will certainly have a team in the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah,
unless
because
the Pittsburgh
and New England
or something.
Yeah,
but no, I'm only going to have
one. Chiefs, the Chiefs are not making the Super Bowl.
No.
Yeah. All right. So what's your new game?
All right. Well, we might do a few here because listen, we rank the games every week. We could still do quick picks at the end. How many general managers in the NFL do you think you could name?
Ooh, I don't know if I would do that well. Is that the game? You're like asking me to guess things?
Yeah, basically.
Why don't I get to ask you?
Well, because I always think of the games.
But I feel like it's more fun to do the asking.
All yeah, right, well, next week, if you want to have games for me, you're welcome to. But, you know, I'm doing all the prep here.
So is this really what we have to do? Do I have to guess every NFL GM now?
No, you don't know. I'd say, can you get 12?
Oh, 12 for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Go for it.
All right. Okay, so we're going to start as everybody
else.
Well,
I'll just say every team, and you could say you could name it or you could pass.
Oh,
but if you
okay.
get it wrong, you have to name a 13th. Okay?
You have to
be at 12 in the positive.
Fine.
So
I'm not going to get it wrong. I'm going to pass for sure. I'm not going to guess
but
the wrong
no,
name.
Okay. All right, yeah. Bills.
I have no idea.
All right, Brandon Bean, Dolphins.
I have never heard that name in my life.
Chris Greer. Not,
okay, I don't know that guy either.
This is going to go well. The New England Patriots.
Okay, it's Belichick, right?
Yes, it is Belichick.
Okay.
I got nervous
for a second.
You have one. Yeah, that would be bad. The Jets.
Ooh.
You should know this guy's name.
This is not going well. I don't know.
He's not in the media ever. That's the problem. Mike McCagnan.
I've never heard that name in my entire life.
Really? Yeah, he's been the GM the whole
really
Bulls
not
era.
Good.
All right, the Ravens you should get.
Okay, the Ravens is Ozzie Newsome. That's an easy one.
That's two. The Bengals.
Ooh. The Bengals. I don't know.
Mike Brown, the owner.
Oh, really? Oh.
Or the owner's son, whatever.
Wait, how does he fly under the radar, Jerry?
Yeah,
Johnson
no, it's crazy.
Like,
listen, there's a reason they haven't won a playoff game in 50 years.
Oddly,
it's really the coach. They actually have a lot of good players. He probably does a good. He's probably an above average GM. He also might not be picking the players. He might just have the title. All right, so you have one so far. The Browns.
I got two. I got Ozzie Newsome. I got Belichick.
Oh, you're right. So Ozzie and Belichick, the two most famous.
Wait, are those
ones.
Really the
great.
Only ones I got?
Yeah. Well, we're only 17, okay. six teams in the Browns.
Okay. This I should know. Isn't it like a woman or something? Isn't it like a woman who used to be on the Dodger? Oh, shoot.
No, you're thinking of Paul DePodesta. He's in the front office, but he's a man and he's not the official GM.
Okay. I thought there was like an Asian woman who he brought with him. I don't know. Who is it?
Sashi Brown of the Browns.
Yeah, Sashi Brown's a woman, isn't it?
No, I believe Sashi's a guy.
Oh. Okay, sorry. Sorry, Sashi. Not that
there's
anything
wrong with
he
says
that. He. My mother's
no, this
a
is
woman.
A. Is a post-gender general manager.
A person's gender is, nobody's business.
Okay, right. The Steelers. He was in the news a lot last night because visiting Brian Schneider in the hospital.
Oh, yes, you're right, he was.
And he's not so famous, so, like, you actually have a big bonus here.
I don't know. This is not
Kevin
well.
Colbert or Colbert.
I said I could definitely get 12. That's not happening, probably.
All right, but the NFC is a little easier, to be honest. Okay. The Texans.
Everybody knows, if you want to be a GM, you got to be a GM in the NFC, right? That's, like, a well-known thing.
Yeah, I guess. The Texans.
Okay. The Texans, the bald guy from Hard Knocks. Is he still there? Don't tell me. The black guy. Rick Smith, is that his name?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
I mean, okay. He doesn't like to be referred to as the black guy, but yeah. The Colts GM.
Or the bald guy. The Colts GM. Ooh. I mean, I obviously knew this for many years.
Yeah, this is a new guy, so it's tough.
Yeah. It's not Gregson. Can I get a half point for saying it's not Ryan Gregson?
No. It's David Caldwell, the Titans GM. This is one of the harder ones.
The Titans GM? I have no idea.
John Robinson. He's relatively
new.
You made that
name up for sure.
Okay, the Denver Broncos.
Wait, there's somebody else in that division we didn't say.
No. We said the Colts, Texans, Jaguars, and Titans.
We didn't say the Jaguars.
Yeah, David Caldwell. You didn't get it. I asked you. You said, I don't know.
No, that was the Colts.
All right, but you weren't getting David Caldwell.
That's right. But wait, who's the Colts GM, though? I don't know who that is either.
Chris Ballard, I said.
No, you whatever. I don't know any of these guys. Not working.
Yeah, I know. the Denver Broncos.
Okay, that's John Elway. That's easy.
Okay, so you have four now. The Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, that's
it's really hard.
This guy's name. No, the Chiefs I know. okay. I forgot.
I mean, barely has a Wikipedia page. I don't know how well you know him.
Who?
Brett Veach. That used to be Chiefs? That other guy, but he's gone. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, not. I don't know who that is.
You're probably thinking of their previous GM. I don't know, Dorsey or you know, Peterson, one of the old guys.
Yeah, John Dorsey. He's the one. Oh, but he got fired, right?
Yeah, he was fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, fired like in the middle of nowhere, strangely. Yes. Yeah. The Chargers, this is hard.
I don't know. This is not working.
Tom Telesco and the Raiders.
The Raiders, I know. It's
this is gettable.
What's his name? Yeah, Reggie McKenzie.
Yeah, okay, so you got five in the AFC. I do think you have a chance. The Dallas Cowboys. Oh.
Okay, that's Jerry Jones.
Now, the Giants, unless you know who they appointed today, I can't give it to you.
Is it a Corsi today?
No, he's a consultant. I won't count that as a guess, but no.
All right, whatever. Yeah, that's not fair. He just got...
So you got six. I don't even know the guy's name. It's not even on Wikipedia. you got six. The Philadelphia Eagles.
Isn't that Howie? No. Is that the owner? It's Howie Roseman.
No, you got it.
Lurie's the owner. Roseman's the owner. Yeah, I got that.
You're going to see. This is a little easier. All right, so you got seven. Yeah. The Redskins.
It's Allen, right?
You know his first name? I'll take it still. But
yeah, Bruce Allen.
Okay, we got eight. And now this is your division. You might get all of these. The Bears.
Ooh, is it... I think Fox has... No. Not good. I don't know.
Ryan Pace. You could have got that one.
Yeah.
The Detroit Lions.
I don't know.
Bob Quinn. Doing well, the Packers.
Never heard. Ted Thompson.
And the Vikings.
Rick Spielman.
Okay, so now you have 10.
Who's the Lions GM?
Bob Quinn.
Yeah, you're making these names up.
He was like, he's from the Patriots front office. He's like, anyone who works for the Patriots gets hired as a GM.
I'm shocked how few of these I know.
Well, yeah, listen, these guys turn over a lot. It's not, they don't have as long of a stay even as Major League Baseball GMs. All right, so you got 10 with two divisions to go. I think you're still going to get it, I think. The Falcons.
Okay. Ooh, this one I should obviously get.
Yeah, been on Hard Knocks.
Yeah, he's got like a lot of hair. Doesn't he have like spiky hair?
Yeah, I think gray hair. Weird dude. Like bike.
Now I'm thinking of bike riding coach. I don't know. Oh no, I do know. He's got a Russian name.
You really identify people by their
Kostyanov or something like? No, he's not a hockey player.
All right, time is up here.
Okay, well, who was
Thomas Dimitrov?
Oh, I got so close.
Yeah, you should have got that one. The Carolina Panthers.
That's Gettleman, right?
No, he got fired last year.
Oh, man.
He got fired, I think, twice. I think
I don't know. They turned that over so much, honestly. That's a hard one.
He's the interim. Didn't they, like, hire Gettleman as the...
You're the one looking at the list. I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? I think, like, Gettleman was, and then maybe they hired him again. I'm not going to give you the minus point for that, even though I don't think it's Marty Herney. All right, so you have 10. Who's the Saints GM?
This is very gettable.
Yeah. It's a name. He's not super famous, but it's a name you will have heard a million times when I say it.
All right, whatever. I don't know.
Mickey Loomis. All right, this might be your last chance to beat 12.
Okay.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, I know. It's Jason.
I should have said the names, and then you could have guessed the teams. That might have been easier.
Jason Lichtman, isn't that his name?
Licked. Jason Licked. I'll give it to you.
Oh, Jason Licked. I added a man at the end of his
If he
name.
Converted Judaism, then he would be Jason Lichtman.
I know somebody Lichtman.
It's funny because Licked is clearly like not a Jew, and Lichtman is 100% a Jew.
Yeah, I don't know what the difference is, but yeah, I guess you're right.
Well, I mean, he's from Fremont, Nebraska. If his name was Lichtman, he'd be from Brooklyn. All right, so that's 11. Can you get the Arizona Cardinals GM?
Yeah, it's the big, fat, bald, white guy. is that not correct?
Yeah, no, he is. I don't know how fat he is, but he's definitely bald.
He's like he's got a big round head. He looks like the old coach of Utah who died. What was that guy's name?
Rick Majerus. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. He was on that show on Amazon, but I forget.
Steve Keim.
Yeah. Steve Keim. I knew that.
All right, you only need one more. The Rams, another team that's been on TV a lot recently. They were on Hard Knocks and on the Amazon show All or Nothing.
I actually have no idea, though.
Les Snead. He wasn't on a lot, but you certainly see him. Okay, only two chances left to get 12 and win the game.
How many am I at?
You're at 11. The Seattle Seahawks. Okay.
This one I should know. This is a really bad job by me, isn't it?
Yes, this is a bad job. But you do see the NFC ones are way more notable than the AFC ones. Tom Telesco, Chris Ballard, David Caldwell, John Robinson, Brett Veach. Yeah, Chris Greer, Brandon Bean, like really, like 10 no names in the AFC.
The Seahawks guy is like famous.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You should definitely know him.
Yeah, not doing well. Sorry.
Okay. John Schneider.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And last one, the San Francisco 49ers.
John Lynch.
Yeah, all right. You got it. You got 12. That was a good number to pick there. You
got sneaks it. In right at the end. Perfect.
Sneaks in. I mean, I Lickman, like on Jeopardy, you lose, but here I gave it to you.
No, I was saying it's Jason Licht, comma, man.
Oh, got it. I got it. I got it.
The Bart. The. No one who speaks German can be bad.
Mm-hmm. All right. You want to play one more game or you want to go on to quick picks?
You got that reference, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, I wasn't listening. I was going
because you were established as like a Simpsons hater when we did our all-time TV show.
No, I'm not a Simpsons hater. The truth is my big regret from the top 100 TV shows ranking is I was way too mean to The Simpsons.
The Simpsons should have been much. That's what I said at the
top.
Big regret. Simpsons has to be a top 10 show, even though we haven't watched it in 15 years.
Right. I gave it a lot of penalty because now it's like Family Guy. It's just the factory putting out not. Like, I watched one episode last year. It was not good. But that shouldn't harm the so many years of quality content. Okay.
I did watch Treehouse of Horror recently, and I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they have two good episodes, but I feel like it's a lot like Family Guy, where it's the people who made it great are no longer involved, and there's just three huge writers' rooms, and it's very corporate now. Hmm. Plus, it takes so long for these shows to get on the air. We're so used to like timely pop culture references, but they have to like couch them in, because the episode's written and it like airs a year later.
Yeah.
Because it takes so long to animate them. That's like one of the great parts about South Park, that it takes a day. Yeah.
Well, remember they used to make the joke on the episode right after the Super Bowl where like they cover Homer's mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you want to do one more game?
You'd think with today's technology they can improve that, but for some
reason. Yeah, no, it is kind of surprising, but sometimes these people get set in their ways. You want to play one more game or no?
All right, so you're going to ask me to see if I know something else, right?
Yes, one more thing. And we're going to call this episode Chester Guesses Stuff.
All right, well, I'm going to pounce
and,
one on you.
This can be a recurring segment if people like it, which they probably don't. But if you have ideas for things Chester could guess or have ideas for things that Akiva could guess, send it to the appropriate person.
Yeah.
And that we will.
All right. What's the last one?
Okay. The last game. How many of the 32 World Cup teams can you name in 5 minutes?
Of the upcoming World Cup.
Upcoming World Cup. 32 teams in the World Cup. Start naming.
I mean, that's like tough because like all the good teams aren't in it. All
right. Well, now you're down to 445.
Okay. This is like what's the thing where you okay whatever all right okay
Sporkle.
I'm just gonna
it's literally Sporkle. I'm typing into Sporkle for you because I don't want to track it myself.
Well, that's even okay. All right, so I'm gonna go by continent. So let's start with England. But on Sporkle, you can get as many wrong as you want. It doesn't matter, right?
Correct. Yeah, you could get some wrong here.
Okay, England, France, Spain, Portugal, Denmark. What other countries would there? Serbia.
Oh, Denmark is in. I'm sorry.
Croatia. What else? Italy. Not Italy.
Not
Greece.
Italy.
So far, you got seven.
Greece.
No, Greece is not in.
Did I say Belgium?
You did not say Belgium. They are certainly in. They're, the contender.
Switzerland. Is Switzerland? Did I say them?
Yes.
Finland. Sweden.
No, Finland.
Russia. Thinks. Russia, obviously.
Yeah, Russia's the host.
Okay, all right. Let's jump to Asia. Obviously, we got
we got 11 UEFA teams.
Okay, we got Japan and Korea. Anybody else in Asia? Let me think about it. It's not in Asia, but I think Australia's in there. Oh, Iran is in there. I know I saw that.
Iran is in Australia is in Asia for soccer purposes.
Yeah. Okay. Anyone else? I should guess China. Afghanistan. I don't know.
China doesn't make it close. No. China hasn't been close in a while.
North Korea?
No. North Korea has made it, but they're not in it.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Africa.
South
Africa. No. South Africa only made it because they hosted that time. Nigeria, Kenya, Egypt.
No. Kenya stinks. Nigeria's in. Egypt's in. Yeah.
Ivory Coast. They're up usually pretty good.
No, Ivory Coast missed it this time, though.
Okay. There's definitely some countries I'm not thinking of.
All right, more local. You're at 17 out of 32.
Okay, that's it. Okay, let's okay. So let's power through. Okay, so let's go to South America. We got Brazil. We got Argentina. Yeah. We got Colombia. We got Chile. We got
Chile missed it. They're one of the big teams that missed it.
Okay. Oh, okay. That anti-Chilean bias is too much. All right, we got Mexico. Yep. We got Trinidad and Tobago.
Nope, they didn't make it. They just eliminated the United States.
I know. Who else? Anybody I'm missing? Canada? No, obviously not.
Not even close.
There's some islands I'm probably forgetting about.
Yeah, I mean, you only have one North American team. There is three.
Oh, Mexico?
You said them.
Colombia, Panama?
Panama did make it, yes.
Okay. I don't know.
Who's the most famous person from Panama, other than, like, political people?
Is it a supermodel? I don't know. Where are you
going? No, it's probably Mariano Rivera, right?
Oh. All right. How many countries do I have?
You're missing one North American. You're missing two South American, an Asia, an Africa, and some two Asias.
I said Costa Rica, right?
You did not.
Okay. I'm missing two South American countries? I listed them all, I thought.
There's only 10. You can literally list them. The only one you got wrong was Chile.
Brazil, Argentina.
You said.
Peru. Colombia.
No, you got Peru. I didn't hear Peru last time, but yeah.
Okay.
So you're missing one.
Oh my god, my brain just went empty. The country that starts with a U.
You got three African ones you didn't mention.
Uruguay, Paraguay.
Yeah, Uruguay. Yeah. I hate Uruguay on these lists because I hate spelling Uruguay.
Yeah. It's U R U. It's U R A gay, basically. No, that's how I remember it.
Did Stuart tell you that one?
Yeah. Okay. No. There's nothing wrong with it.
You got 20 seconds left with seven more teams to name. You got 25 out of 32.
Seven more. Oh my God. Iran, Iraq. I'm just thinking of all our enemies.
Who's our?
There's got to be somebody else from the Middle East, right?
Yeah. Well, one of the Middle Eastern countries from the continent of Africa also.
I said Egypt.
No, Morocco also made it this time.
Morocco's not in the Middle East. Morocco's closer to Europe than the Middle East.
Well, I'm saying Morocco Arabia. Saudi Arabia's Asia.
Saudi Arabia. Okay.
So you missed Morocco and Saudi Arabia, and then the other teams you missed were, you missed three European teams. Germany.
I said Germany.
Oh, you did say Germany. You know what? I just didn't type it in. You said, okay, so you got 26 out of 32. You missed Poland, Iceland, Senegal, Tunisia, Iceland. Morocco, and Saudi Arabia.
Iceland?
Yeah.
There's no way they're...
Oh yeah, they're good.
Oh, they are.
This is their first time.
They do the Vikings.
Yeah, they do the Viking thing. Yeah, they're gonna be fun. I think that's. We have to pick a team. We're each gonna have to pick a team to root for, and Iceland is gonna be short on the list. I like Peru. I'm into Peru. They have a chance to get out of their group with France, Denmark, and Australia. Iceland's got a brutal group because they have Argentina, Nigeria, and Croatia.
Yeah.
You're not going to make it over to Argentina.
What about the World Cup setting it up for Russia for the home team?
I mean,
to get a friendly group?
I just insane. Like, if that was the United States group, like, Uruguay's a good team, but, like, it's just easy for Russia to be the second team out of there because Saudi Arabia's not good. I mean, it would be funny if Egypt beats Russia, but I'm sure that will be arranged.
So, you know how you say that my brother Sammy talks like somebody who English wasn't his first language, even though it obviously is?
Yeah, but he listens to this podcast, so you shouldn't really like talk about
it. No, the reason I bring that up is he just texted me the following. What is it called when a game is not close at all? And I didn't respond because I'm doing this. And then he answered his own question. Ah, yes, a blowout.
Yeah. Listen, he speaks fluent Hebrew. He speaks fluent some dialect of Chinese or Mandarin, right? And English is his third language, so I don't blame him.
Yeah.
He gave me the whole scoop this week on Chester family trivia, which I won't get in. He was telling me, like, he was ranking all the Chesters and their relationships and stuff.
He asked me, is it okay if he mentioned the existence of this podcast on, like, our family, our WhatsApp thread?
Yeah, nobody cares. I mean, the only problem is your wife on the family WhatsApp group?
Well, I thought it was such a weird thing. I'm like, yeah, it's not a secret that I have this podcast. Like, we don't have any listeners, but I don't know if I can call it a complete secret, anything that happens here. He said there was a lot of Chester content in a previous episode. I don't remember that. Like family member content?
Oh, yeah. You made a reference. No, you made a reference that you cut out the mention of a family member last week.
Oh, that's what he brought in? Oh, that's great, Jenkins.
Yeah, and I don't know how much you cut out, so that actually could be bad.
Yeah, I think I cut it all out. I don't know. I what I usually like to leave in is a hint that I've cut something out to leave our listeners wanting more. you know, it's like cleavage. Uh-huh. Gotta,
yeah, listen, you, yeah, you and also, like, if they want, like, if unless they are the person being talked about, if they message us, like, we'll tell them what we were talking about. You just have to want it, right?
Yeah, yeah, we just, it doesn't have to go to the total public consumption. Yeah.
No.
All right, well, it's like half DM hour, and we haven't even talked about football yet.
All right, so let's do quick picks this week.
All right, okay. All right, so week 14, the Atlanta Falcons with a brutal loss to my Vikings. Bill Simmons says you can pass on the Vikings all day, but somehow Julio had his best game ever, by the way, against Xavier Rhodes. He had 28 yards and two catches. Those are career highs against Xavier Rhodes.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, so good for him. Good for the Falcons. They scored 9 points. Quite an achievement. They are like in complete must-win mode because, you know, they're a game behind Carolina. They're a game behind Seattle. The stupid Aaron Rodgers Packers are a game behind them, still alive for some reason. So Atlanta at home against New Orleans. Atlanta has to win this game, right? It's an absolute must-win. And New Orleans is not as good as the Vikings. Atlanta can and should win this game, I think. They will win this game.
To me, this is tough. I think the home team's going to win. I think New Orleans is going to win this game.
Yeah, well, again, last week, there were five games when you went with the road team, I went with the home team, and the home team went 4-1. So, yeah, you got to learn your lesson.
Mm-hmm.
You picked Washington at Dallas, Detroit at Baltimore, Denver at Miami, Philly at Seattle. None of those worked out. All right, Indy at Buffalo. I don't know what. But Buffalo's still actually in it, frankly. In fact, I think Buffalo's going to go down to week 17 because look at their schedule. They got some easy games left on their schedule.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is Taylor. Like, if they have Peterman, every game's a loss. I'd rather play the Broncos. I mean, I'd rather play the Bills with Peterman than the Broncos or the Browns.
So you're saying they're going to lose the Colts at home?
Yeah, with Nathan Peterman, like Jacoby Brissett is a billion times better than Nathan Peterman.
Yeah, it's true, but the Colts stink.
Yeah.
By the way, I have to decide really what to do in our 32 fans fantasy league. I have to decide who to play, and like part of it is Tyrod Taylor dependent, because if Nathan Peterman's in the game, I think I gotta face the team with the Bills.
Well, the question is, if Nathan Peterman's in the game, do you risk starting him or do you leave like Taylor in and hope?
Does the other guy leave? Yeah, well, like sort of like Bills backup. Yeah. It's a good strategy. Yeah, you don't want to get the negative points. All right. Well, I'm going to take the Bills, but I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens with if Peterman's in this game. Obviously, who are you taking as of right now?
Hmm.
Who are you taking as of right now?
I can't pick yet. I mean, there's just, the, you know.
But we pick on this podcast every week.
Okay,
that's just how it works.
So the Bills, just in case Tyrod plays.
Okay, all right. Let's get rid of this the meaningless game. So San Francisco at Houston. I'll take Houston.
Houston. Although Jimmy G's good.
He's so good, he didn't score a single point. Like, they kicked nothing but field goals against the awful Bears.
I mean, he's
Bears.
Got no receivers. He has no receivers.
Okay, well, he'll be good. You know, you create your own receivers, okay? Adam Thielen was like an undrafted free agent, and him and Case Keenum were like, you know, getting...
So Case Keenum invented Adam Thielen? You create your own receivers.
Well, I mean...
Receivers the only position where like 90% of the good ones are picked in like the top 10 picks.
Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, you know, all those guys created all their own receivers for years and years.
Okay, that makes sense.
They'd go somewhere else and they'd stick. All right, whatever. So you agree with me about Houston? Yeah. Okay, the Jets at Denver...
Yeah, I'm picking the Jets.
Denver's the worst team in football right now.
Denver stinks. Right. I mean, they're going to be able to get Josh McCown.
Yeah. I mean, the tough thing for the Jets is I think the next week you face the Saints on the road, right? So that's
the Saints,
a loss.
No, listen, this season's over, but like they're going to keep getting out of play, you know, top 10.
It's going to be frustrating because you could have made the playoffs in the week AFC.
Could have made the playoffs, could have had the number one pick in the draft. We somehow chose... No.
You get the well
yeah, somewhere we didn't come close to either.
There's a guy who I sit next to in synagogue. Oh, by the way, I have a funny synagogue story. So
you didn't even tell the story on the air. Tell the story of your closest female friend, also.
Which one?
Well, you had a female friend until Jen told you had to break up with her.
False.
And
she's not my closest female friend.
She said in the day you were very close with her. She was, you called her your
in college. In college, she was one of my closest female friends, I'd say. Yeah. By the way, now I'm going to have to edit this because it sounds like I'm insulting her either way.
No, but she doesn't listen because
she did listen.
You said, what's the name? Yeah, she listened once and you said, what's the name of their podcast? You told her. She listened once and she said, not for me. Didn't like us. Probably didn't like me. The podcast, not for her. And then she wanted to check out other podcasts, so she had been watching Curb Your Enthusiasm. So she randomly stumbled upon my Curb podcast and didn't realize it was me until Rob said my name and was like, oh, yeah, I'm out. I'm out of this game twice.
Over two, yeah.
So,
by the way, if we're talking about listener feedback, one of the people in the Facebook group was talking about our fantasy league, and he said a comment which I think is universally true. Members of all my leagues say it. I'm just going to read the quote. It's from it's from Matt Stewart, who was on this podcast on a previous episode when we searched for somebody. The one lesson I learned is if you want a challenge, go into Chester's fantasy league. If you want to win, go to another league. I take a lot of pride in that quote.
Wow. Matt, do you want to come to the second version of the League of Leagues?
That's a strong endorsement. With League of Leagues, I'm in first place in that one also, my friend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but that's like a Chester on League. The Pool of Pools, would he clean up in the Pool of Pools?
Yeah. All right. Okay, so what else are we doing here?
What's your story? You had a guy sitting next to you in synagogue, and you had a story.
Oh, no. The guy sitting next to me in synagogue has Jets season tickets, and he told me before the season that they made an agreement, him and his buddy, who they co-own the tickets. They were only going to keep the tickets if the Jets went 500 or went 0-16.
Okay.
So they're going to be 7-9. He's going to give up the tickets, probably.
Yeah. No, he's got no chance.
Oh, I was just saying. So as you know, in I don't know about conservative reform synagogues. I assume they do as well, but I know Orthodox synagogues. In America and in other countries, you do it for that local country. You always say a prayer for American soldiers, and you say a prayer for the president, for the government.
Yeah.
So I in my like sort of Kaepernick-esque move, I always stand obviously for the soldiers, but I sit for the separate prayer for the president. I've been sitting, since this guy's been elected.
Oh, wow. But it doesn't say his name or anything.
Well,
it's a generic president thing.
We pray for the president and the vice president, and I don't Okay. Well, I mean, I wouldn't not pray for him. There's an alternate version of the text which I read to myself for the first few weeks, which sort of was a more praying that he don't cause harm and that the people who he's threatening would be safe. But I sort of abandoned that one because I'm.
But I also like all these prayers like are anything that was written in the last 500 years to me is total nonsense. That's why
So you just threw Mormonism out in the garbage.
No, I'm talking about just Judaism. Sorry.
Oh, so Judaism.
I'm saying I don't like any prayer that was written in the last 500 years. Who wrote? So, I don't know.
I mean, you're living in a
who
country
wrote that thing?
Like the which
no,
thing?
No. Five. Wait, hold on. Listen, that's why it also gets you out of Friday night services until like towards the end, if you're not into.
Why? Because it's all more recent invention.
Yeah, a couple of shots.
If it's been invented in the last 500 years, Akiva's not interested in it.
Not interested. Not saying it.
All right. So it's sort of reverse of your take on movies and TV shows.
Right. Movies well, you only has to know be things, this yeah. year. My new movie take is I will only see a movie that year. So my like movie to watch list gets totally cleaned at the end of the year if I haven't seen it. Because I like making like the movie list for our movie podcast that we do with Av every February, right?
Yeah.
So I don't. Why would I waste a 2013 movie when I could see another 2017 movie and have a take on it and rank it?
Because all right, whatever.
I mean, if there was like some really great comedy I somehow missed, I'd check it out.
There's many, many, many great movies that you've missed, as we discussed. Like every good movie made before 1995.
Nah.
All right. So we were discussing the games. All right. So we both have the Jets. Chicago at Cincy. We both have Cincy.
Was that the whole story that you sit? You just wanted to brag that you sit for the prayer for the president? You should have kneeled. Oh my gosh, really? Did I tell you I started a fight this week in my synagogue also? And I never do this. I'm like, I don't, I'm lucky if I show up. Like, I'm not like, I don't get involved in politics. My father was a rabbi, so like, I was never interested in like the politics of like what goes on there because it never concerned me. So I apologize. Like, you could skip ahead 2 minutes if this doesn't interest you, but certainly our ortho people will know what we're talking about. But anyway, there's a famous quote-unquote rabbi who was musical, who would have had a very bad time in 2017, and is very lucky he died in 1994.
He's still having a bad time in 2017.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, I feel like the Me Toos would have got to him pretty fast. And, you Google him, and they did, but
yeah.
he died right before, like, AOL started. So it was a very opportune time to die. So anyway, I am making a bat mitzvah in a few weeks, and I found out that the sisterhood of the organization, like they give out in the synagogue, like they give out a book by this guy. That's like their present from the women of the shul to the.
So the women are choosing the book of a multiple time like sexual predator to give to a 12-year-old girl.
Correct. That we would never even let near the thing. Listen, they don't think he is, or they don't know, because again, people didn't think about this till 2 months ago.
Yeah, I mean, well, the stories around for 20 years. It was just like Bill Cosby.
I know, but how many? There were stories about a lot of people for 20 years, and no one paid attention to them, right?
Yeah.
So I said, like, and listen, and they also sing a lot of his tunes, which doesn't bother me as much because I don't know who wrote what tune, you know, what melody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't, I'm not going to lose sleep.
Well, singing a tune is different than, like, watching, like, Louis C.K. stand up.
Sure, you're not saying his name. He's not referenced. Nobody who's just coming in off the street knows, like, who wrote it, or you don't know who wrote any of the songs you're singing. You know, a lot of them are, you know, many hundreds of years old. Anyway, so I said, like, the least we could do is stop giving out this book, right?
Yeah.
Like, if we wouldn't let him into the building,
that's a very cold take. Yeah, very easy.
Yeah, but no, it was cold to me. I'm like, if we wouldn't let him in the building, like, let's just give out a different book. So they're like, oh, so for your daughter, you want her to have a different book. I'm like, no, obviously, if you give me this book, I'm going to throw it in the garbage on stage and make fun of you. But, like, you have to change book for everyone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so the woman in charge was like, oh, yeah, I never liked the guy anyway. Like,
never liked which guy? Which guy? You or the other guy?
No. Well, I shouldn't know who I was till I came over to her. But the president was like, oh, I don't know. So he was kind of like, yeah, it's like a good thing to discuss down the road. I don't want to make a quick decision. I'm like, no, you should have made it 10 seconds ago. Like, I'm like, what is, be the devil's advocate. What's the argument for it? He's like, I don't know. This is the way we've always done things. But anyway, so I was a little upset there.
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree with you. You're right.
Should I, like, go to a different place?
To a different synagogue?
Yeah, there's a lot of options here. You like, walk 2 minutes in any direction, there's six different places.
Yeah, probably. So the thing with, and by the way, I don't know why we're going to such length to, like, not say the guy's name. We're trying
him.
To, yeah, it's Karlbach, obviously.
No, not even protecting. I just think that, like, people either, everyone who knows who he is knows who he is, and everyone who doesn't know who he is has no clue.
Yeah,
but
it's not like we're trying to protect his reputation. It sounded like that for a second.
Who knows? Maybe his family's litigious.
I heard a whole interesting conversation. Well, then they got a lot of people to sue before they get to 32 Fans Podcast.
That's true. Before they get to this.
I was at this, like, reunion for my seminary that I learned at in Israel, with the dean and the other leadership people. And there was a discussion about him in particular and whether or not you can still sing his songs in this era. And there was a discussion about, like, how much of an artist's art that he creates.
What, separating the art from the artist nonsense?
Yeah. So, for example, I think with Weinstein, there's no reason not to watch a movie that Weinstein financed, because you're not thinking of Weinstein when you're watching the movie, right? Louis C.K.,
I hear your argument. I hadn't even thought about it.
Louis C.K., it's impossible to see his stand-up without...
I mean, listen, watch, like, you watch... There are movies you see Steve Bannon's name on. Not that Steve Bannon, you know.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, this has been going on for a couple of years.
I was so annoyed by the stupid Daddy's Home, whatever, the Mel Gibson, Will Ferrell movie. I was just really...
Sure, I would never watch that.
I was really hoping that somebody was going to, like, ask Will Ferrell, like at one of these press junkets, like, read a quote that Mel Gibson said, like, oh, you guest dressed like that, I hope you get raped by a pack of blank, blank, blank. You know, how do you feel about your co-star saying that?
Sure.
Yeah, but
at this point, you would have been electrocuted for asking the question.
And by the way, Mel Gibson is, like, before and during and after. Like, how is he still going around in this era?
Yeah, it's crazy. He made it through this, like, last 2 months.
Like,
it's nuts.
That movie came out, like, I guess a week before the whole, like, thing broke. And so the movie was, I don't understand, but they're still answering. You know, so Leon Wieseltier, who's another guy who's got sucked up in this. And, you know, there's obviously a continuum of bad things. And Wieseltier, you know, is much less bad than a lot of these other guys we're mentioning. He would, you know, but he would still do inappropriate things and say comments to people at work. And, you know, so he was... I was reading, you know, I only read magazines and newspapers on Friday night, really. So I have a whole stack and I'm, like, months behind in my Sports Illustrateds and my Atlantics and my... So one of the things I read is the Jewish Week. So I'm reading a Jewish Week from, like, October, and they have a full page ad in there.
This must have been a lit Friday night. You're reading a Jewish Week
from October. So there's a full page ad for Leon Wieseltier will be speaking at a Jewish Week themed event upcoming on, like, November 6th.
Okay.
And I was thinking, well, I wonder how that turned out.
Yeah,
and then I finished the issue, and I put down the issue. And then I get to the next issue, where the Jewish Week, the Jewish Week had a full page ad for the same event, but now with a big red bar across it that said "canceled!" exclamation point, and the canceled bar was perfectly designed to obscure the name of the person who was going to be the guest.
Oh, that's funny.
But it was funny because they put
Let me know. Let me know when you get to, like, November 13th. Tell me what's going on in the news.
But it's weird because they put the cancel thing the way you'd put, like, a sold out. Like, why are you still bragging? Why are you putting a full page ad to brag about this event you almost had with the guy?
I wonder if it was, like, they put it in or they paid for it or, you know, it was too late.
It's their own newspaper. They're putting in their own ads.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So now it's been 45 minutes and we haven't talked about sports. But
all right, let's do it. Well, we did. We talked about some sports. We did a...
Yeah, we discussed a couple of these games. All right, so let's just run through the rest of these games and put people out of their misery. All right, Cincinnati, we both have beating Chicago. Is that correct?
Correct.
Buffalo, we said for now. Packers at Cleveland. I got a lot riding on this game. If Cleveland wins, I owe a listener A.B. Sutton.
It's not impossible. It's not impossible for Cleveland to win. If you owe a listener?
I owe A.B. Sutton a steak if Cleveland wins.
Why?
Because we made a bet in the podcast where I had done when I first debuted the Exciting Games Index, and I said Vikings at Packers would be a game for the division. Mm-hmm. So he said there was no chance, and I said, well, the Packers are going to beat Baltimore at home, they're going to beat Tampa Bay at home, and they're going to beat Cleveland on the road. Those are three easy wins. And so he said they're not, and so we made a bet over under two. So they're 1-1 so far. So if they beat Cleveland, it's a push. If they lose to Cleveland, they're 1-2, and then I lose and I have to buy a mistake. So, but I want to buy a mistake because I don't want Aaron Rodgers to come back. And if they lose a game, they're 6-7, they're out of it.
So is this your way to like trick people into being your friend?
No, he challenged me to
bet.
I'll
make a mistake that the Browns beat the Packers. Now you're forced to go out with me. That's like the oldest trick in the book.
Yeah, it's from straight out of Seinfeld. So here's my question. So if let's assume the Packers win. Now they're 7-6. In week 15, they're going at Carolina. Let's say the Vikings beat Carolina. So the Packers are 7-6. Carolina is the sixth seed, is 8-5, one game ahead of the Packers. If the Packers go into Carolina and win, they are tied and they have the tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. So 100% Aaron Rodgers is playing in that game, right?
Yeah.
But now let me ask.
He's going to play. I think he's got no reason not to play.
But this is the reverse question. But
he's going to play no matter what.
But if Brett Hundley throws three interceptions, DeShone Kizer looks like a superstar, and Cleveland somehow beats Green Bay this week, and they're only 3.5
points. He's playing anyway. He's playing.
He's playing even if they're 6-7?
Yeah, why? He wants to play. He doesn't care. The players want to play.
I know this real jackass
who
builds his entire fantasy football leagues, every team around the Packers. He dropped Aaron Rodgers in one league. He put Aaron Rodgers on IR, which is irreversible, in another league. That guy must feel like a real idiot right now.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, unfortunately so. All right, okay.
The same guy who I know a guy who tricks people into having dinner with them. Yeah. Where did you specify the restaurant? Because you could be like a really cheap place, or if
no, it was sort of a joke. It was like steaks, and so then I responded with steaks, like spelled like the other way. Mm-hmm. Sort of like steaks. So yeah. I mean, I hope AB doesn't think I'm taking him to like Well, fortunately, all the prime restaurants have gone out of business because.
Oh really? Every prime one went out of business.
Everything, yeah. His restaurants, his stores, everything's gone.
There's a place by.
I mean, he owes money to everybody all over town. By town, I mean like all over the country.
What? Well, we're gonna freaking get sued by 8 different people during this one episode of the podcast that nobody's even listening to, other than a few.
But I'm saying facts. He was found. He was found liable in court, in Beit Din and in court.
Okay.
Yeah. This is real inside Jewish baseball podcast, as you like to say. All right, so where were we? I was hating on Sarah Spain because she said that the Jewish kids who by the way, we found out who they were. I mean, they're Edison, New Jersey.
Now I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay. The Jewish kids
the flag.
When Jason Peters threw the flag, a bunch of Jewish kids with yarmulkes were celebrating with it. And Sarah Spain said on Highly Questionable yesterday, "Oh, that's going to look really good on as an ornament on their Christmas tree."
Okay. Not very woke of her.
I'm like, "Sarah, come on."
It's New York. You kind of have to assume they're Jewish, right?
The term heteronormative. So is there such a thing as like Christonormative? Sure.
Yeah, I think there probably is. It's like the United States of America.
That's why we say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas. Yeah, like maybe they're going to put it. Maybe they're going to put it next to their Hanukkah Harry.
In
their Hanukkah tree, whatever.
Do you does your office do a Secret Santa type of thing?
It's interesting you say that because I walked into my boss's office yesterday and he had a bunch of boxes wrapped in gifts, and he's like, "Ugh, I'm doing the stupid Santa thing." So maybe they are, and I'm just not invited.
Yeah, you must not have been invited. That's amazing. To me, my least favorite thing in the world is shipping. So like, I'm always out. Like even at work, I think one year it was like. It was like 40 teachers, like 38 women and 2 men, and I think I was like the only of the 40 people who didn't participate in the Secret Santa. Like, I'm not packaging something up. No way.
Well, just buy it on Amazon and send it direct. Why do you?
Yeah, but how about this? If I want something, I'm going to buy it for myself. The only thing you can do is like literally read my mind and buy the one thing that I want at that time.
My wife always says it's so hard to buy a gift for me, and I say, yeah, you know why? Because if I want something, I just buy it. And also, because my wife's money and my money is the same. So if I want something but don't feel like I should spend money on it, then why would I want her to spend money?
By the way, that's her lawyer parsing through this now that you said my wife's money and her money is the same. You want to delete that?
Yeah, I should take that one out just in case.
Yeah, take that one out.
In case things go south.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, souther.
Okay. Further south. Once they hit Antarctica. All right. All right, so Packers at Cleveland. I really want Cleveland to win, but I'm going to take the Packers.
By the way, it would not blow my mind if Cleveland won this game, really.
It's funny that they're only 12 and they're only a 3.5 point underdog.
Because one of the cool things about the season would be like Aaron Rodgers coming back and like,
it would not be cool. It would be terrible.
Everyone other than Vikings fans and maybe the other fans, teams.
And Panthers fans. And Panthers fans.
Yeah. But you understand what I'm
saying. And Falcons
fans. As an AFC fan, this is very cool.
Yeah. Also, oh my God, he's going to come into Minnesota in round 2. I mean, Seattle's going to come in and we're already discussing going to beat the Vikings. But if Aaron Rodgers comes in because if he's the 6th seed, he's definitely they'd beat the 3 seed, which would be who? They'd beat the Saints in round 1.
I think one thing you guys showed last week is that Keenum is going to have trouble against an elite team putting up points in the playoffs.
I mean, he had 280 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, how many points did you guys score?
Okay, five more than Atlanta, who supposedly had the hottest offense in football. So
no, your defense is great, but I just think Keenum is when Keenum goes up against the playoff.
The previous 3 weeks, the Vikings scored 30 plus against good defenses. Okay. So yeah, okay. I'm not worried about they have I think the number 3 offense in the league. Their offense is higher than their defense.
The book is out on Case Keenum now.
Yeah, I'm all in all the way. Okay, all right. So Packers, yeah. So Cleveland, when did they lose last year? It was to the Chargers, I think, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So who do they have left? They have the Packers at home. They have the Ravens at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's an unwatchable game.
And then
wow.
They have at Chicago week 16, and they have at Pittsburgh week 17. Pittsburgh.
I mean, Chicago is obviously the one they have. They have like, I mean, Kaiser really sucks.
Yeah,
but Kaiser Trubisky is a magically bad matchup.
Here's the thing: if Pittsburgh beats New England next week, then Pittsburgh would clinch. They would clinch the one seed in week 16 if they could beat. Who are they playing in week 16? Houston. And then Pittsburgh could rest against Cleveland. So Cleveland might be able to do it that way. Although Cleveland would probably lose to Pittsburgh's backups anyhow, right?
Very possibly, yeah. Sure.
All right. Okay, so are you picking the Packers or are you picking the Browns? We haven't determined that.
No, I'm picking the Packers. Let's go to another game.
Cowboys at Giants. Cowboys staying a little bit frisky. Technically alive.
Technically alive. I'm going to pick the Cowboys, but I actually think this game will be close. I feel like Eli's going to be very motivated and is going to have a decent game.
Yeah. New England. By the way, the guy who owns Eli in that same fantasy league dropped Eli and spent all his fab, which is like a huge amount. He had the most fab left in the league. He spent all his fab on both Geno and Davis Webb.
That's insane.
Davis Webb wasn't even active for the game.
So now he's got to rebuy Eli this week, but he has no money.
Yeah, but he doesn't have enough now. So the guy who's someone else is going to get Eli. So yeah, it's pretty.
So he doesn't even have two quarterbacks to play this week because the trade deadline's over.
Well, Scott doesn't. You know, our beloved Scott. Oh, this is a crazy thing Shamari did, by the way. So the way we're doing but Shamari's out of the playoffs. It all works out for him. So Shamari was going to make the playoffs until, as I said, AJ Green went nuts yesterday and Juju Smith-Schuster did nothing. But the way we're doing the playoffs is everybody plays everybody. So the 3, 4, 5, 6 all play each other, and then the two best teams advance to face the 1 and 2 seeds the next week, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scott is going to be Scott is one of those four teams. Shamari was expected to be one of those four teams. Scott's only quarterbacks are Hundley, Rodgers, and Tyrod Taylor. So he has no quarterback and he has no fab left. And there's no QBs available in this league. And Shamari gave him yesterday Tom Savage for nothing, for John Stewart.
Okay.
Is that insane? Shamari is going to be facing Scott in the playoffs. They're going against each other head to head. Scott has no quarterback, and Shamari gave him a quarterback to use to beat him with.
That's insane.
Yeah, people are going nuts on Shamari. Yeah, but now Shamari's out of the playoffs, so I guess he outsmarted us all. All right, okay, so Dallas at the Giants. We have the Patriots at Miami. That's a terrible Monday Night Football game that the Dolphins looked frisky, but that's only because they faced Denver, who's really bad.
I don't think we could learn anything from the Dolphins. I mean, the Dolphins are, like, above incompetent, but they stink.
Yeah, they do stink. All right, okay, the last meaningless game, Detroit at Tampa. Jameis is back.
Yeah, this is to me. These teams are. I'm going to pick Detroit.
Jameis
gets worse every game. He literally gets worse.
Yeah, but something tells me that now that they're out of it, they're going to go on a little mini run here and try and trick Jason Lichtman into bringing it back.
Yeah,
Dirk Cutter. So I'm going to take Tampa. But okay. I mean, Detroit's clearly the better team. I had this. I guessed the line for this was going to be a pick 'em. Actually, Tennessee at Arizona. Tennessee's 8-4. They're the least impressive 8-4 team ever.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, they stink. They literally stink.
By the way, how did they cover against Houston? I turned it off, and I just wrote it down that Houston covered. And then apparently Derrick Henry had like a 90-yard touchdown run in the last minute of the game or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Complete craziness. Tennessee at Arizona. I guess Tennessee's going to win, but it's going to be like an ugly game. They're going to win like 17-14 or something.
Arizona's going to win.
All right. Well, we're reversing how we normally are. You're taking the home team. I'm taking the road team. Washington at the Chargers. The Chargers 6-6, tied for the division lead. They're definitely going to win this game.
Yeah, no question. The Chargers are winning.
All right. Baltimore at Pittsburgh. I upgraded this from a 3-star game to a 4-star game because Baltimore's defense is like the truth. They're really, really good.
Yes, it is the truth.
Yeah. Pittsburgh has not been impressive the last couple weeks, right? They needed a last-second field goal to beat the Packers. They needed a last-second field goal to beat the Bengals. By the way, somebody in my fantasy league pointed out the NFL acts they're falling on their fainting couches because Pittsburgh and Baltimore and Cincinnati turn into a bloodbath. Like that's what happens every time they play each other. Don't put it on Monday Night Football if you don't want to see it. You know,
right? I think that's like a good Vontaze Burfict should not be allowed on a national game.
Yeah, and now they're putting but he was a victim of Juju. It was like you know,
not to minimize the Shazier thing at all. Yeah. But if it happens in a Steelers Bengals game at 1:00, the whole nation doesn't see it, and it sort of goes a little bit under the radar. Unless
well,
God forbid,
Sunday, well, know, if Monday Night Football is not high profile enough, this week Baltimore's Pittsburgh's on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's going to be more.
But there's no perfect in that game.
Yeah,
obviously those teams hate each other. But.
Yeah. All right, I'll take Pittsburgh, though.
I got Pittsburgh, too.
All right. And we have 5 5-star games. Seattle at Jacksonville. I mean, this is the best slate of games we have the rest of the season.
Yeah, no, I like Seattle. I like Seattle a lot here.
Yeah.
I think this is a good game, but, you know, if Jacksonville wins this, then you could really sell me on them being competent. But I don't
I agree with you. I agree Seattle's going to win this game. The Vikings at Carolina. The Vikings, you know, don't even need this now. They can afford to lose because I think that
it's a great game, but Carolina's the hardest team to predict in the league, right? Like, they, you know.
Yeah, they go into New England, they win. Yeah. You know, I've been picking against the Vikings. I picked the Vikings to lose at Washington. I picked the Vikings to lose at Detroit.
How are you guys against mobile quarterback?
To lose at Atlanta. Well, we've beaten Cam the last 2 times we played him. So, a couple years ago.
I like Carolina here, but I wouldn't stay away from this game.
I mean, you picked against the Vikings literally every week. And as a Vikings fan, I appreciate it.
Your dad says I hate them.
Well, I've picked the Vikings to lose.
It's good for the podcast, by the way, if the Vikings make a deep playoff run. Like, I'm happy for the Vikings to succeed.
I've picked the Vikings.
Advertisers will really come on board.
I picked the Vikings to lose the last 3 road games. They went into Washington one. They went into Detroit and one. They went into Atlanta and one. All along, I thought they were going to lose this game. You know what? The Vikings are going into Carolina and they're winning.
Okay.
And they are going to be in a position to wrap up that one seed because I got the Philadelphia Eagles going into Los Angeles and losing to the Rams.
No, I think the Eagles go into L.A. and they
the
beat
Eagles
the Rams up.
The Eagles suck. They haven't played anybody all year.
Oh, you're insane.
No, they haven't played it. The Vikings
I got a 28-14.
Okay. Well, it'll be their first good win all season, so congratulations. Okay. Look at the Eagles' schedule.
Then,
they've played nobody.
Then you'll say the Rams suck afterwards.
The Eagles have played nobody. That's why they're
paper
tigers.
Bad. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that's a disagreement we have. The Eagles are gonna lose badly to the Rams. See, everybody was thrown off the Rams scent because they lost to the Vikings. Well, I got news here. The Vikings are the best team in the NFC.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Look at this confidence. It's unbecoming. Jester has, like, sneaky nerd confidence. Like, sometimes you'll say things and we're like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. What else? Oh, so Oakland to Kansas City. You know, this is 2 6-6 teams, but the reality is that the winner of this is probably going to win the division, although obviously the Chargers are still around. And last time they played, it was such a great
game. I like
game.
That this is a 5-star game, but it's interesting. I feel like it's intriguing to see which team is not trash.
I had this as a 2 or 3-star game until the Chiefs lost to your Jets.
Listen, Smith played great. They moved the ball. Their defense was just abysmal, and they let Josh McCown do whatever he wanted for 38 points.
Yeah, the previous 2 weeks, everybody was talking about how Alex Smith has to lose his job, da-da-da-da. You know who's the number one quarterback this year in Chester quarterback ranking? It's Alex Smith. Ahead of Tom Brady, ahead of Carson Wentz, ahead of Case Keenum.
Yeah, it's not Smith. The defense thinks they signed Darrell Revis, who looks like he ate Darrell Revis.
Yeah.
And
I mean, he was so bad. He can't tackle. He can't do anything. They made him a captain. Was that attempting to troll the Jets? I don't understand what they're doing.
Well, the Jets, that's a Rex Ryan move. Rex Ryan, whoever like used to play for the team you're playing, gets to be captain.
But first of all, Andy Reid is a real coach. He's not Rex Ryan, so he doesn't have to waste his time trolling.
Right, true.
And second of all, Darrell Revis, it wasn't like he left the Jets in bad blood. He left because he's old and bad.
Right.
As he proved.
But Revis is also the type of guy. Revis type of guy to get signed and then like have some minor like nagging injury 2 weeks later and then just like call it quits and collect his extra money.
I love how they put like a bonus in his contract for if he wins the Super Bowl, because I got news for you. The Chiefs ain't winning the Super Bowl and Darrell Revis ain't on the Chiefs roster in 2 weeks anyway. So
yeah, I think that's like, oh, we're going to cut you if you're bad because we're not paying you the money to sit on the bench when we win this.
But you know what? I think the Chiefs are going to win this game. Because the Raiders also stink.
Yeah, I do. This game could be in like the 40s. Both these defenses are so bad right now.
Kansas City has lost 6 of 7, and their only win is against Denver, who's lost 7 in a row. It's incredible.
And I was like, what's wrong with Hunt? But Hunt was 9 for 40. Like, he didn't do anything wrong. They don't give him the ball. Not that they should. They scored 31 points.
Their offense was fine. Their defense was the problem. They made Josh McCown look like a Hall of Famer. All right. Okay, so I'm picking the Chiefs. What about you?
Yeah, no, I'm picking the Chiefs too.
Okay, so we got 4 disagreements. Let's see if we can get one more. Game of the week. Thursday Night Football. New Orleans at Atlanta. We're going to see it again 2 weeks later in New Orleans. I got the home team winning.
Yeah, I to me, this is such a coin toss.
Oh, we discussed this. This is the first thing we discussed, by the way.
Yeah, we discussed. Yeah. I picked Atlanta.
Yeah, we both did. All right, we got 4 disagreements this week. Shows we're really paying attention. Yeah, so this podcast sort of went all over the place. We started with guessing, and then we defamed a bunch of people. Not defamed. We said accurate
things
about bad
people. Defamed a bunch of people who you know, who had a comment.
Yeah. All right. Keep talking to you later.
Bye. Imagine if all the rappers were to get with all the athletes, our activists and actors for a conference in Zaire to meet with all the ambassadors in the motherland. Tell them we're coming back for her America. Know if we leave, it'd be a massacre. Zimbabwe would be full of drug dealers and traffickers.
smoking brassica. Pick all the hoes from Magica. Tell Tabitha, let a nigga Cleopatra, huh? So we can build a neighborhood out in Zambia. Tell Khaled to build another one in Tanzania. What if J and B went and bought some land in Egypt? And Puffy put a strip of clothes off the sands of Kenya. Africa. Since America can't stand to see us, let's show them why you never bite the hand to feed you. Africa. Call Akon to light the city up. Alex brought the compound to Libya. New Africa. What if they had the Follies in Nigeria? Huh. A king of diamonds in Liberia. Ballin' in Algeria. Ain't gotta put my cheery up. And if you black, you fit the criteria. New Africa. We need Oprah to open up some old schools. Tell Michael Jordan we need some old shoes. New Africa. Make sure every rapper still got Pro Tools. I'm just saying that'd be a bold move. Make Obama the president. His daddy from Kenya, so that make even better sense. Tell Morehouse to bring all the medicine. Bachi got a party out in Ghana. Tell him let us in. New Africa. New Africa. New Africa. Tell the motherland that a nigga coming back for her. New Africa. New Africa. New Africa. Tell the motherland that a nigga coming back for her. I found utopia in Ethiopia. I gotta be with beautiful women, I got a phobia. But my side hoe from Morocco, and I got another chick in Nairobi, cause I look like Fela Kuti when I'm rolling up. Probably cause all the groovies show me love. I'm on my way down to Cape Town. They say that's a young nigga's playground. I met this shit from Molly in the party. She said she took a Molly in the party. Man, I swear her titties were so big, I said, pardon me, but who let Dolly in the party? Magic Johnson built some condos in the Congo. Kanye built a mall out in Senegal. Turned the Rwanda to a five-star witness bar. Chillin' in Angola with the skinny little guinea bar. Somewhere in the 20s, then she get my little Jimmy hard. Cause her whole physique is unique, she petite. Plus her daddy is the king in Mozambique. When I met him, he had on that new put that Philippe took a seat. Everything kosher like Jewish meat, my mystique. Got her intrigued in disbelief. And she speaks six different languages, including Greek. And I love the way her booty cheeks move to the beat. I'm Prince Hakeem, and you must be my queen to be. Just think of playing golf off the Gulf of Guinea Beach. Somewhere in Cameroon, rolling plenty tree. And a bunch of beef suya, we don't do no Mickey D's. In New Africa. New Africa. New Africa, tell the motherland and the nigga coming back for her.
Of all life, where the sons of Abram found wives, the Bathshebas, the Esthers, the Eves. Imagine queens who went to Spelman swimming in the Red Sea, backstroking in two-piece bikinis off the strength of their degrees. Bodies handcrafted by the fingertips of God with the brains to match. Ain't no self-hate, ain't no slave trade, ain't no niggas to catch. Gold flowing through our veins like water flowing through the Nile. Walking through Jerusalem in Yeezy boots before the exile. Imagine August Wilson sitting on the same throne as Mansa Musa did. Writing stories of empowerment and self-righteousness for our kids. Imagine how we'd all suddenly come to our senses. Ain't no dick riding, ain't no marginalization, ain't no riding fences. Beaches filled with blue skies and white sand. We'd all have money in stock, all own a piece of the rock, a piece of the land. As the original people, unified, we'd all stand. Imagine a place where all the creators of all the new waves stood in one space. I'm talking touch tone phones, pressing combs and potato chips. Box them bitches up, sell them to other nations, and send them off in slave ships.
To the motherland and the nigga coming back for her.